Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Have some rules here on After Hours, because After Hours rules.
We're going to start with this one.
I do not make predictions. Predictions are just guesses. House rule number 2, storylines, not betting lines. I don't want to root based on my pocketbook. This one is not only a house rule, but it's a pet peeve. LOL will drive a wedge between you and me. Luck has nothing to do with it. When people say, well, good luck at this, good luck at that, I scoff.
Lucky.
This house rule you've heard multiple times, the outcome of a game is never decided by one play, one call. One play does not change everything.
I had possession of the ball coming down.
These are, in fact, the 6 house rules for After Hours.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Oh, those house rules we put together when we first started After Hours. And, oh, yes, they still hold true. In fact, I could probably double the number of house rules we have on the show. I can be a stickler for rules. But I also like to be a rule breaker. So, if you want to break the rules with us, you can hang out After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Have to say thank you so much for your kind words, your empathy, and your support over the past couple of days. Just a tough decision anytime you have to say goodbye to a pet, and especially when it's a pet who was such a gift, and I've had her for nearly 12 years, my sweet dog Penny. She has a good day, and then she'll have a couple of tough days. Still, I wish someone would tell me the right thing to do, because it's hard to know. I don't want her to suffer, but I also think, oh, look, she's still going up and down the stairs. She's still eating really well. She still wags her tail and gets ready for her walks and loves to go outside. But there are a lot of stretches where she's just extremely tired, and she's dealing with some of the complications from the melanoma that she has, the cancer that she has. And so just kind of taking it day by day. I've had some friends come over and say goodbye to her who know her really well and have helped me take care of her over the past 4 years or so. And going to do a video call with my mom so that she can see Penny for what may be the last time. And yeah, a lot of you certainly can identify, because you either recently had to say goodbye to pets or you've been through it in the past and gosh, it still hurts. And a lot of you are just so encouraging about giving her, just giving her dignity and love and kindness at the end, but also having shared so much of her story with you. Oh my goodness. Penny and I have been everywhere and done everything together. The only thing we haven't done together, and I would never do this to her, is fly. So we've gone on a bazillion road trips, short and long. We've actually traveled half the country and back. We've done 4 different trips of 1,700 miles. We've done 4 different trips from the New York City area to Houston via road trip. We've done, 4 trips to South Carolina, multiple trips to North Carolina. We've been to Atlanta multiple times. We've been all over the place, to upstate New York and to Ohio. We've just been everywhere, to Maine, to New Hampshire, certainly moving with her in a car has been a challenge. Really moving with any pets in a car or a truck has been a challenge, and yet she has been game for anything over the course of her life, and is now 14 and 3 months, and we're a couple of weeks shy of our anniversary of when I say she rescued me because she was such a gift. I don't know if she'll make it that long. Again, not because naturally she'll pass away, but just because she's got a tumor with some complications that's become real hard. It's hard to see. It's hard to watch her. And there's a lot of bleeding as well, which is tough. Though, again, she's eating. She's walking. Gosh, that dog insists on going up and down the stairs two or three times a day, even though she actually had a fall on the stairs recently. So we try to keep her downstairs as much as possible. Requiring a lot of extra care and attention, and yet she is all worth it. So I appreciate so many of you who can identify with the challenge and the heartache of trying to make the decision to say goodbye to her. If you haven't seen a recent picture of her, well, it's up on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And as I say, so many of you were kind enough to respond. I'll try to throw it up on Facebook as well when I have an opportunity. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. We'll get back to your calls. My favorite part of All-Star Weekend, Luka Doncic missing a dunk in which he throws a ball off the backboard and then just completely biffs it. That was fun. And then also Sabrina versus Steph on Saturday night. Steph Curry can easily beat anybody else in the NBA in a legit three-point shootout. And by legit, I only mean the actual organized event. But he decided to forego that and become kind of an add-on. And yet the buzz inside the arena was tremendous. Steph even said, I hope that we can do more iterations of this moving forward. And since he is a trendsetter, I have no doubt that will happen. So I love that we got to see and hear from Sabrina, who's been on this stage for a long time, right? She not only can handle the pressure on the court, she's had microphones in front of her face as long as she can remember.
Just knowing that Steph wanted to do this as well in terms of just respecting another shooter. And I think it's going to show a lot of young kids out there, a lot of people who might have not believed or even watched women's sports, that we're able to go out there and put on a show. And so it was really exciting to finally be able to do this. And like Steph said, it happened perfectly.
They supported one another. They were cheering for one another. There were smiles. There were hugs, which I really appreciated. As much as they were competing, quote unquote, this was more about raising the level of entertainment and also crossing over with the WNBA and respecting the talent in both leagues, not just in one. My favorite line from the weekend, if you can shoot, you can shoot. And that came from Sabrina Ionescu. Now, LeBron James, certainly the star in terms of his attraction and the idea that we could be seeing his last All-Star game. I don't know if that's true or not, but I suppose there's always a possibility. At 39 years old, kind of like an Aaron Rodgers, I wouldn't say you're playing with borrowed time, but you don't know when an injury might be your last or whether or not your physical body, and then even mentally, you'll be up for another season. 20 is a nice round number, though he's not sure this is the end of his storied career.
I have not mapped out how many seasons I have left. I know it's not that many. I also don't know if I will. I was asked this question a couple of days ago. Will you kind of take the farewell tour, or will you kind of just Tim Duncan it?
Tim Duncan it, meaning Tim didn't tell anybody that he was planning to retire. He did not like attention. He did not like interviews more than he had to. Even though he's a Hall of Famer, he wanted nothing to do with the gifts and the surprises that were showered on him at every stop in the NBA. But LeBron has kind of a conflict when he thinks about it.
I'm 50-50. I'm going to be honest, because there's times where I feel like I guess I owe it to my fans that's been along this journey with me for two decades plus to be able to give them that moment, you know, whereas every city and whatever the case may be, and, you know, they give you your flowers or whatever the case may be, you know, and that seems cool.
Well, that seems cool, except LeBron already has so many trophies and he has memorabilia. He's got various frame jerseys or other Hall of Fame type
mementos from big nights where he broke the scoring record or you did this. I mean, you could imagine the number of basketballs he has. Does he need a rocking chair? Well, maybe. Does he need, I don't know, more framed jerseys or keys to the cities? Or, I mean, what do you do with all that stuff, really, is the question. You have to have an entire room on your house just to keep your memorabilia.
What do you gift LeBron? Like, there's nothing.
Question. Right. There's nothing other than just a memory. So it would be a photo. Again, it might be a rocking chair. Or let's just say he goes back to the Pacers on a victory tour. What else is Indianapolis known for? The Indy 500. What do you do when you win the Indy 500? You drink milk and you kiss the bricks. So let's just say, you know, spitballing here, that they give him some bricks from Indy. That has nothing to do with basketball, but
you do like hardwood. Give him some hardwood.
Right. It's a key to the city. Yeah. I mean, there's different ways that you can take your city flair and you can turn it into a gift. But yeah, you're talking about 29 other stops in the league, not to mention your own stuff from your days with the Lakers and then the Cavs and all the different mementos and memorabilia that you have, jerseys, that kind of stuff. As someone who is currently still going through my house, which is a relatively small house, and I purge every time I move. So I just bought this house in 2020. I went through all my boxes, all my stuff, and since then have gone through and purged more in the last 3 years. But now having my husband move in, we have to make room. It's, again, small house, only 1,300 square feet. So we're both purging, donating, trying to figure out what we need, what we don't, what we have doubles and triples of, what we can get rid of, what we can store. You tend to get rid of a lot of stuff that at the time you thought, oh, I'll keep this forever, right? So at some point, LeBron will just end up getting rid of it. Or maybe he'll donate it for charity. Now that's the difference with LeBron, is you can donate different memorabilia and sell it for charity. I would assume he wouldn't sell it for profit. But for the most part, it just collects dust after a while. I mean, somebody's got to go in and dust it.
They get paid enough.
They can hire someone to dust the memorabilia.
Yeah, he definitely has people dusting his trophies.
I mean, you got to put it under lock and key, right? Because you don't want to invite thievery, thuggery and thievery. So you have to have it in a special room. Do you give tours?
Or is it just, has enough space.
But is it just for you and your family? I mean, that's the thing. Like, how much can you possibly look at?
It's a party trick. He's like, oh, look at my insane trophies here.
My memorabilia room. It's a man cave of epic proportions.
All he has to do is, like, turn one corner and it's an entire memorabilia room. He has, like, seven rooms probably.
Well, that's what I mean. How much of that stuff can one person have? At some point, does it not stick out at all? Right? Does it not become actually that special?
I think there's maybe two things he actually cares about. Like maybe a Jordan jersey and like a Kobe jersey I think he cares about.
I bet he has both.
And he probably has both and right. It's like in his like his main room. Everything else I don't
think he cares
about.
Hanging over the bed. Hanging over the Chase Lounge on the porch. What about his future as a Laker? So that's the question. Because remember, was it last year, I think, when he dropped the bomb that he would play with Bronny, that he wanted to play with his son, who would be coming into the NBA next year, theoretically, and that he would go wherever Bronny got drafted. But he's backtracked on that a little bit.
I am a Laker, and I'm happy and been very happy being a Laker the last 6 years, and hopefully it stays that way. But I don't have the answer to how long it is or, you know, which uniform I'll be in. Hopefully it is with the Lakers. It's a great organization and so many greats, but we'll see. I don't know how it's going to end, but it's coming.
I don't know how it's going to end, but it's coming. He's had a harder time dealing with nagging injuries the last couple of years, and that really is more about LeBron's age, not about his fitness or his durability. Although, do you remember, he came back last year for the playoffs a lot quicker than what people thought. He referred to the LeBron James of feet when he was talking about a particular doctor that allowed him or that treated him and allowed him to get back on the court in time for the playoffs. And then the Lakers took out the Warriors, the defending champions, on their way to the Western Conference Finals? It was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good. They get them swept, though. They got swept.
That's true. Good point. Because Anthony Davis was just out of gas. he would start each game. He'd have energy for maybe 3 minutes, and then he would just be out of gas completely. And LeBron was still dealing with trying to carry everything himself. There wasn't a lot of help. They had a bunch of injuries. So, yeah, he's come back from a bunch of injuries, but there's always that challenge when you get to be 39. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Let's go back to our phones here. Let's talk to Alan, who's in Toronto. What do you think about LeBron as an attraction?
He's not the gate attraction that Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson, or to an extent when Shaquille O'Neal and the late Kobe Bryant were coming to town. When he came to town, it was just another day at the office. Another day at the arena. And it's just, I don't know what it is. It's not him, because he's charismatic. And I'm just trying to figure out why he wasn't, because I've always had no problem getting tickets. And I've gone to Detroit when he was in town. And the box office has always been able to accommodate me. Whereas when Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan came to town, and Kobe and Shaq came to town, scalpers were asking and getting double for their trouble. I don't know whether it's because it's the NBA. The NBA doesn't sell out as much as the NHL does. The NHL is about 98% capacity in every arena, but the NBA, there's a lot of, I'd say it's anywhere between 80% and 90%.
That's still pretty good. I think it does depend, though, on which teams are coming in, similar to really any high-profile matchup where you've got superstars that come in from another team. So, yeah, it depends on whether or not people have seen LeBron already, or if they think this might be the end. I think the load management has turned off a lot of people because they don't want to get in this situation where they buy tickets for an incoming superstar and then he ends up not playing, though Adam Silver's trying to put the kibosh on that. So, yeah, I don't know. I think if he announces, it'll be his last year, you're going to see a mass surge. Yeah, surge. That's a good word. A massive surge for people to buy tickets wherever he goes, but maybe not till then.
And I was thinking here, the possibility of him ending his career as a Knick, New York Knick, the Moses that would lead them out of the many years of wilderness. I thought he might be the one that does that. But at the moment, I'm not so sure. He says he wants to stay in L.A. because L.A. is high profile, and New York is a very high profile place too. So for a while, I was thinking he might go there, might possibly go there, but now I'm not so sure.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like he's backtracked on that a little bit. So we'll see. Until he would announce it or make some kind of a determination, I think we're all kind of in a holding pattern. Even like Adam Silver talking about it this weekend, what does the league do post-LeBron? That question's been posed as well.
Indianapolis is a very good place to have an NBA All-Star game because it's very compact, and there's a lot of many hotels within easy walking distance there.
Yeah.
And there's lots of nightlife. So I would go back there.
Neat. Yeah, they definitely have to rotate it, though. They've got to rotate it because of the new arenas and just the equitability of it all.
It's also a very good place to have a Super Bowl, too, because of the reasons I just mentioned. If they want to go back there, and it's a dome, too. So it is.
Although people do have to walk outside in the cold, which the NFL is not. They actually do try. As much as Vegas was really chilly last week, they do try to host it in warmer weather cities because the NFL experience oftentimes can be outside. I know that where it was outside, one of the places I went, was it Miami? Oh, it was Houston, actually. And it was outside, and they loved it because people could be kind of out and around the state, not around the stadium, but around the convention center downtown and wandering the streets and that kind of stuff. So they do prefer to have warm weather anyway. But I think with the extensive casino network in Las Vegas, you don't really have to go outside as much. So, all right, Alan, good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, best of everything for you and your marriage. You're entitled to happiness like anybody else.
I appreciate that. Yes, just a normal girl. Thank you. Normal. Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
When I say normal, it's like, I don't know whether or not you classify me as that, because I definitely am a unique cat. But I appreciate that from Alan. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page. We'll hear from Adam Silver coming up. And we've got some more calls we want to take. 2-855-212-4CBS. But I'm wondering from you, even as we wait to find out LeBron's future plans, because he may know, but he's not sharing. Even as we wait for that, is he still the same draw? Because I thought it was interesting that the question was asked of Adam Silver, who kind of steps into that void. I don't know. I think Steph Curry is about as big a superstar as you can have worldwide when it comes to basketball. And certainly the Warriors have transcended the league itself. So they tracked when they go on the road internationally to play games. But you think about some of the other young superstars too. Giannis is international and Wemby is international. And remember the stir and the buzz just draft weekend for him. The whole, could you call it an encounter with Britney Spears? I mean, that was global headlines, right? So Wemby is definitely an international star. I would say on the along the lines of Ohtani potential, not in terms of where Ohtani and he are right now, because Wemby's just getting started and the Spurs are hideous. Though the Angels have been pretty bad too. But the name recognition for Wemby right out of the gate before he's done a thing is similar to Ohtani and the fan base that he brings with him globally. So there certainly are stars to fill that void. Will we see another guy who can assault the record books the same as LeBron? Well, Steph Curry can when it comes to three-pointers and scoring. He can continue moving up the charts. And he's got the rings too, right? They have the four rings now, same as LeBron. The two in Miami, the one in Cleveland, and then the one in Los Angeles. And so there is certainly star power in Steph, but he's also mid-30s and getting closer to the end of his career. So on Twitter, on Facebook, and our phone number is 855-212-4CBS. It's toll-free. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I thought when we reconvened on Sunday night, we might be talking about Tiger Woods. He was in position to make the cut at the Genesis Invitational when we last parted ways. On Friday morning, he was plus one, but he was right there. I remember Ryan told us he was, tied for 49th, and it was top 50 and ties. So he would have been on the cut line. But unfortunately, when he got I think it was the front nine of Friday's round at the Genesis Invitational, he was not feeling well and had to withdraw and seemed like he was pretty disappointed by the whole thing. And boy, did he miss the show at the end, because Hideki Matsuyama, he ended up with a 62 on Sunday, and lots of other golfers were going nutso over it on social. I don't know if you saw the post from Jordan Spieth, but he said something along the lines of, wow, Hideki, incredible. Make sure you sign the correct scorecard, because he actually got DQ'd. Jordan wasn't feeling well either. I don't know if the flu is going around the golf world or just because these guys are out and about, it is flu season. But he wasn't feeling well himself and ended up signing an incorrect scorecard, which is an automatic disqualification. So he got booted from the Genesis. But Tiger's certainly the biggest draw right now everywhere he goes. And it's a parallel to LeBron James, maybe a little bit. Now, Tiger's not been at the height of his game. He's been away for almost a year. And because of the car accident and the surgeries and the arthritis that have ensued, he's not likely ever to compete even a half a schedule anymore. He'll take part in the majors, but it's a challenge for him just to make the cuts a lot of times because of the walking, specifically at the Masters. It can be hard on him. So this is the first time we'd seen him in a PGA Tour sanctioned event since last year's Masters when he withdrew. Other than the Hero World Challenge, which is actually his tournament, and he did compete. That was in December. But this was the first PGA event. And so he was out there on Friday, but because he got the flu and he was really struggling too on the front nine and falling farther down the leaderboard. And once he really started playing poorly, he wasn't able to recover from some of the tough shots off the tee. And so he ended up withdrawing and someone came out to get him on a cart. And that was really the last we saw of him. But yeah, a bit disappointing. And we haven't really heard from him either, other than just to say he was not feeling well and had to withdraw because of the flu. So that was a bummer. But yeah, Hideki Matsuyama had a record 62 to close out on Sunday. It was dazzling. And so he wins his fourth PGA title at the Genesis. And it was kind of a fun comeback, too. He was 6 strokes behind to start the final round, but a 9-under par 62, which is the lowest closing round by a winner in this tournament's history. And he ended up getting another victory on the PGA Tour. Remember him wearing the green jacket? Gosh, that seems like forever ago. Let's talk to Marty, who's in Texas. Marty, welcome to After Hours.
Hi. I actually wanted to talk about Tiger. He's been my favorite golfer for 20-something years. I'm 70 years old. But I wish he'd get off his high horse and ride a cart. The PGA will let him. It's a medical exemption. And there used to be, I can't remember his name, there was a golfer that rode a cart. And he rides a cart in the father-son tournament. It would be much better for the PGA because he'd play in more tournaments and he'd make the curtain more tournaments.
Are you referring to Casey? Hold on, sir. Marty, you can pot him down for a second. He's probably still talking, though. Marty, are you referring to Casey Martin when you're talking about like having sued and gone through all the different legal challenges to ride a cart?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Just want to make sure. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wondered why he doesn't. I think it would help the golf because he'd make more cuts, he'd play more, and get better. They get gigantic TV audiences when he plays. And my other question was, I wondered if you played any sports in high school or college.
Any sports? I actually played 5 of them. Yes, and I played.
Really?
I played basketball in college. Yes.
Oh.
But he sounds so disappointed. Oh. As if that's a...
No, not at all. When you said you played 5, it surprised me you only played 1.
That I only played 1?
Yes. Didn't you say at first you played 5 sports, but just basketball? Yeah, I played basketball in college, too.
Yeah, well, it's as I'm sure you know, it's challenging in college to play more than one simply because the seasons overlap. And so, right. So I played a couple of different club/intramural sports, but I had to focus on one. And basketball being the nature that it is, it's easier to play a fall and a spring sport. But when you're playing a winter sport, you're starting your preseason in October, and you would miss all of that in conditioning and that kind of stuff. And then it runs into the spring season. So I don't want to say it's impossible because it's not. I did play with one teammate who also played a fall sport, but she was joining us so much later. I mean, we had already gone through a lot of our all of our preseason and our training, and then we were into practices and just weeks away from openers when she would even join us at all of her practice. So it's just hard to navigate when you're playing basketball.
Sure.
Yeah. I appreciate your phone call, sir. Thank you. So that's Marty in Texas. The reason that Tiger says he doesn't use a cart is because he actually says walking is better for his back. So I think it's in large part to the fact that he feels like he can stay more limber and warmer. He's always had issues with his back. Remember, he was spasming, a word that we've tried to say gracefully, unsuccessfully. Spasming. It's just, it doesn't roll right off the tongue. So he has ridden in carts for different exhibitions and yes, different tournaments with his son, Charlie. But when he's trying to stay warm over the course of an 18-hole day and he's trying to be competitive, walking is better for his back. And he wants to keep loose and he wants to keep going and he wants to be out there. So it, you know, it doesn't it doesn't take away from his golf. Now, the conditioning may be something else right now because he's not used to walking these four holes in a row or 4 days in a row of 18 holes. That's something he's going to have to build up, similar to any athlete who's been on the shelf and hasn't been able to actually compete in his sport. So being in football shape or basketball shape is completely different than just being in shape. But for him, it's about trying to stay as warm and keeping the muscles as loose as possible. I will admit, Tiger Woods, first athlete I ever heard publicly talk about his glutes. That goes back a few years, but that was also, he's so candid when he talks about his various health and physical issues. So yes, he's allowed to use a cart if he wants to for medical exemption, as a couple of people have mentioned, but he chooses not to for personal reasons because he feels like it gives him a better opportunity. Is LeBron still an athlete that causes you to flock to arenas or TV? I don't know so much about the TV because the NBA is seeing a lot of people tune out or just people that don't have TV anymore. And so they choose to follow the games on YouTube or to get the highlights after the fact. So there's definitely waning ratings when it comes to NBA viewership. But is LeBron still a draw? Is he still that guy that people will make either appointment TV or will make a point to see him in person? I did multiple times earlier in his career, but I don't know that I would anymore. Now, I can imagine his retirement tour will be a little bit like Kobe Bryant's if, in fact, he does a retirement tour. So we'll see. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Trying to find a cutter, it's lost. A theft by Jeremy Roach, a bounce pass ahead for McCain. On the right of three, got it! Jared McCain dialed in! And the Blue Devils lead by 10 at halftime. 44-34. How about 25 for the freshman out of Sacramento? By Cord, inside it goes for Filipowski. Backing down on Green, into the paint. Goes up and couldn't score. Got his own rebound, though. Right back up. Got it blocked, they say, cleanly. Out for McCain, three. Got it! Jared McCain hits it up top. He's got 31, and he's got the freshman record, his 8-3 of the game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was bombs away this weekend in the NBA, where Damian Lillard wins the Kobe Bryant All-Star Game MVP with 11 triples, but the local guy, Tyrese Halliburton, had 10 triples. Sabrina and Steph went toe-to-toe and each put on a show from beyond the arc. That rhymed. I didn't even intend it to. And then finally, in addition, a first early taste of March Madness now in February as we get closer to conference tournaments. So we're going through conference play now, but conference tournaments And if you haven't noticed, UConn's going to be hard to unseat and hard to beat. But for Duke, ranked number 9 on the road at Florida State on Saturday night, Jared McCain, the freshman with 35 points and a school record in terms of triples. So a lot of fun for him. You can hear the call there with David Shoemate on Duke Radio, courtesy of Learfield Sports. I just can taste March Madness. People ask me, what's your next big thing? Well, it was Daytona, but it got postponed by rain on Sunday. Monday's a tough day for Daytona. I gotta tell you, not only do I have an appointment at, let's see, I think it's like 30 minutes before start time on Monday, but we've got a bunch of other things scheduled. It may be a holiday Monday for a lot of people, but not in our house. And so I'll do my best to sit and watch it. But I was kind of bummed that my Sunday plans ended up getting blown out because of that big storm that went through Florida. And I mean a big storm. They had all kinds of sporting events canceled in Florida over the course of the weekend, including pretty much everything at Daytona on Saturday and Sunday. So yeah, early taste of March Madness with the Blue Devils in the top 10 and Jared McCain getting ready. Goes 8-for-11 from beyond the arc with 35 points in this Blue Devils road win. We'll get to a little bit more as we head through the rest of the show. But coming up at the top of the hour, you've got some big news with the quarterback carousel in the NFL and a guy that has had his name bandied about for a bunch of different teams that are in need of stopgap measures at QB and may not be drafting high enough. So we'll look at the possibilities, but also this kind of monkey wrench piece of news coming from the league. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know what I was thinking about when I was in Las Vegas for Super Bowl week is how it usually happens, and I think we kind of got it a month before the season, or about the start of training camps, into actually training camps and preseason games, that the gambling suspensions were unveiled. And as much as I would like to believe that guys are learning from Calvin Ridley and some of the other guys who actually missed all of last season, sometimes, especially with younger guys and younger girls, so just young people in general, it's never, hey, do as I say and not as I do, right? It's never about learning from someone else's example. A lot of times we have to step in it ourselves before we can truly learn and the lesson truly sticks. So I wondered when I was in Vegas, like how many people this year and how many athletes and which athletes we will see get suspended for breaking the NFL's gambling rules before the 2024 season. So that'll be part of the news blotter at whatever point the news surfaces. And these guys do find out months in advance, which you can imagine, whether they're going through appeals, they're reaching out to the NFLPA. You can imagine that weight is heavy on their shoulders, especially if the news hasn't broken and they recognize, well, their families are going to find out sooner or later. You know, there's a chance that the suspension could not be lightened or lessened and it's going to break. And you know, you'd not only lose your livelihood, but the chance that you might ever get back into the NFL. Let's talk to Chicago Johnny, who's listening in Las Vegas, our friend from the Mob Museum. Hi, Johnny.
Amy, it's great to talk to you again. I really enjoyed meeting you.
You too, sir.
I have two comments that I want to make. All right. The first one, on behalf of all of your radio listeners, I want to personally thank you for the changing of your hat. You took off your sporting hat and you put on your journalism hat and you covered the tragedy in Kansas City.
Right.
So you really were on top of that, and you just made that your top priority to make sure that your listeners got to hear everything, what is happening at the minute. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. You don't need to thank me, but I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a show that a lot of people wanted to hear and that many people weighed in via the phones or social media because it was important and it was on their hearts too.
Yeah. My second comment is I want to officially, personally invite you and your husband, Bob, back to Las Vegas. I want to give you a 3-day, 2-night stay at the Mirage hotel and casino, and it's all expense paid.
Oh.
Compliment of Chicago Johnny.
Oh, gosh.
It was all summer long, and it's my gift to you.
Oh, you're so sweet, but we couldn't take that.
Yes, you can. Why can't you? Yes, you can.
Well, just because that's a pretty extravagant gift.
Amy, trust me. I run Chicago. I got connections all over the place. You have no idea.
No, that's true. I don't. I definitely do not.
So take advantage of it. So you have a 3-day, 2-night stay at the Mirage anytime you want this summer. Jay has my phone number, but I will give it to your producer.
Well, that's okay. Jay has it. Jay's the producer. He's good.
Okay. Well, you get it to him and you give me a call, we'll set it all up, and I promise you, you will see in Las Vegas, Chicago Johnny style.
Wow.
It will be fun.
That's quite an invitation. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your kindness.
I'm going to take you to Batista's Italian restaurant.
Well, that one I would like to do, yes.
then you got to get to the piano bar. You got to do that.
I heard about that as well.
The Twins, they were Las Vegas Entertainers of the Year in 2023.
Nice.
I guarantee you will love you'll love it.
Well, as someone who plays the piano and who adores the piano, absolutely. You don't have to tell me twice.
Then you'll love it. So please take advantage of my invitation. Mm. Call me when you guys want to come here, and you've got the 3-day. Nice day.
Wait, in the summer, Las Vegas in the summer, doesn't it get to be like 120 degrees?
It gets hot. it gets up there. I mean, it'll probably be about, depending what you want to come. If you come to like in August, it'll be about 110. But you sit by the pool, you have a nice cocktail. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. You are very kind. That's so nice of you.
Well, I hope to hear from you. And I listen to you every night.
Okay.
And, just please take advantage of this courtesy. You'll love it. You guys will have a great time.
Thank you, Johnny. All right. You take care of yourself. Be safe.
Take care, hon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I mean, it's touching. It's so sweet that he would offer that. But I do love the arrogance that's associated with it. You have no idea how many people I am connected with. You have no idea who you're talking to.
I'm a little afraid.
I run this town. Considering that he volunteers at the Mob Museum, I wonder if it's personal knowledge, personal family connections. We don't want to start that rumor. Hey, I was thinking of you this weekend, Ryan. Don't you work here on Saturdays?
Most of the time, yes.
Oh, you did not this weekend?
Not this weekend.
Okay, so I thought of you and the other sad saps who are in the building on Saturdays because the water was shut off. Like, did you?
I saw the email.
Yeah, so the email comes from the office coordinator here at Odyssey, which is our parent company, and they essentially just apologize for the inconvenience, but so sorry, there will be no water of any sort. So no water to drink while you're working, so you got to bring it all in. No water to flush the toilets, no water to wash your hands, no water to make coffee in the kitchen, nothing. And then at the bottom of the email, it says, for those of you who need to use the restroom, just take the elevator downstairs to the basement, or elevator or stairs. Thanks for offering that down to the basement from the 10th floor, or the 11th floor. And you'll be directed to the closest restroom. The closest restroom? Do you know how long it takes to go down in these elevators, use the bathroom, come back up? Do they not get that we get, four and a half minutes for a commercial break? And that's pretty much it. We don't have time to go all the way downstairs in an elevator, turn around and come back up and not miss time. So I thought of you, especially for those of you who are behind the glass, you can't leave. So you'd have to hold it. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
No need to debate the issue. Blinds.com's President's Day sale can save you up to 50% on new premium window treatments. Finally, there's a better way to give your home the presidential treatment. With Blinds.com, you'll never deal with pushy salespeople campaigning in your home or spend hours at overwhelming showrooms. Shop 100% online with upfront pricing, free virtual consultations, free samples, and free shipping. From natural wood shutters to motorized shades and more, get unlimited premium custom window treatments installed for one low cost. Do it yourself or elect to have a pro handle the installation. Our free design experts are ready to help you make the perfect selection. Blinds.com has you and your windows covered with our 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy, we'll make it right. Now that's presidential treatment. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day sale happening now for up to 50% off, plus premium doorbusters. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.